Many musicians have taken to performing solo work from their homes, streaming online in order to maintain physical isolation during the COVID-19 pandemic. But for choral music, being together in the same space is essential. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on how choirs in our region are dealing with social distancing.
Normally, the Singing City Community Choir in Philadelphia meets every Tuesday evening to sing together. The 85-voice choral group, with members ranging from teenagers to 80-year-olds, had a busy spring performance schedule. But 2 weeks ago, the world changed. Everything suddenly stopped.
It just felt this emptiness of not being able to connect on a weekly basis. It was really overwhelming feeling.
Jeffrey Brillhart is the music director of Singing City. He invited everyone to use the video conference platform Zoom.
Here's the pattern.
Zoom allows many people to call in and see everyone on their computer screens, but often there's a slight delay. For a performance that's all about being in sync with each other, that can be maddening. So Brillhart sets it up so only one person can talk at a time. He says it's good enough.
We have all the singers mute their microphones, and then my mic is live. I play, sing, and then they sing along. So I don't hear them singing. They don't hear each other singing, but they see each other singing.
Though far from ideal, Brillhart says he's able to conduct his singers just by watching their mouths. It's also a good way for them to check in on each other.
You look like you have Donald Trump's comb over.
Oh, no. I'm working on the quarantine beard.
But Zoom is not good enough for Donald Nally. He's the conductor of the Grammy-winning choral group The Crossing. Despite a very busy upcoming performance schedule this summer, he says right now he will not ask his singers to rehearse together online.
And call me a skeptic, but ensemble music making for me is about community and the listening, the empathy and humility of listening at a certain level and giving over to the greater whole and then making something that's incredibly powerful through that process. And that is just not something that you can accomplish when you're alone in a room.
2 weeks ago, the Westminster Choir College in Princeton extended its regular spring break by a week so that faculty could figure out how to teach students remotely. Instruction resumes this week with teachers connecting with their students online. Joel Phillips is a professor of music theory at that renowned choir college, and he says he will not be rehearsing ensembles online together, but rather working with individual students, emailing each other sound files back and forth, and using social media to speak directly. He's making the best of a bad situation, but he remains optimistic that something unexpectedly wonderful may come out of this.
One of my favorite composers is Igor Stravinsky, and of course he was one who was all about constraint. He would always say, you know, the more constraints you impose on yourself, the more freedom that you attain. So at this point, I feel like we're pretty severely constrained, and so therefore we're very free to be very creative.
Rider University, which owns Westminster Choir College, is going forward with its plan to permanently move the school from its Princeton campus to Rider's Lawrenceville campus in the fall. The COVID-19 epidemic forced the campus to cease instruction months earlier than expected. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.